I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today I'll be speaking to you about forgiveness. This will be a quick one, something to prick your heart a bit. What is the relationship between St. Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35, and Luke 23, verse 34? Before I go there, I want to ask you a few questions. To what extent do you think a person should be forgiven? And I want you to think about it. To what extent do you think a person should be forgiven? Do you think every man should be forgiven? If somebody has harmed you, if someone has hurt you, do you think they should be forgiven 100%? Say somebody should kill someone for you. Do you think you could forgive that person? If someone have lied on you, what do you think about that? Do you think you can forgive them? Or do you think they should be forgiven? If they stole from you, if somebody cheated on you, if a person is raped, abused, or mistreated, what would you advise that person? Do you think forgiveness should be a part of their diet? What about if a person betrayed your trust? What do you think about that? What do you think, really and truly? Do you think there are persons out there that are not deserving of forgiveness? Do you think the rapist or the murderer should have a chance of salvation? Meaning they kill, they steal, they destroy. Do you think God is interested in that soul? Or would you say that person is a wicked man? Him should dead and go to hell. What do you think about that? Let's get it on a personal level. Have you yourself vowed in your heart that you'll never forgive somebody? Somebody has hurt you. Somebody has done you wrong. Have you vowed in your heart that you'll never forgive that person? Wait, have you determined that the liar, the murderer, the thief, the betrayer, the thief, remember the cross, the thief, the betrayer, the rapist, the abuser, is not worthy of your forgiveness? Well, guess what? If you don't forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. According to Matthew 6, verse 14 to 15. And it is something that you know. In the prayer that Jesus taught, he said that we should forgive our debtors in the same way that we want him to forgive us. And he go on to say in verse 14 and 15 of Matthew 6, he said that for if we forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. So therefore you are seeing that it is very important to forgive. Now, when I started out, I asked you what's the relationship between Matthew 18, 21 to 35 and Luke 23 to 34. In Luke 23 to 34, Jesus was on the cross after being wounded for our transgression, after being bruised for our iniquity. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Imagine being innocent, being spit on, being beaten. All those things, being stripped, humiliated, abused, but yet still, he could say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This to me is the ultimate expression of love. Forgiveness is the ultimate expression of love. He's saying to us that if you will not forgive, it means you lack love. And if you lack love, remember God is love. So if you lack love, then you don't have God. Matthew 18, 21 to 35, he spoke about a king and his servants, and his servant owed the king, and the king himself forgave the servant his debt, the same servant went out and saw one of his brothers who owed him. The brother did not have the money to pay him, and he imprisoned him, even though the money that he owed him was not even as much as what he owed the king, and the king forgave him. When the king heard what happened, the king said, "Look, you are a wicked man." Let me find it. Tell exactly what the king said. Matthew 18, I'll be quick. The king said, alright, so he said that, "Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pitied on thee?" He said, "Oh, thou wicked servant." This is what I want to point out. "Oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pitied on thee?" And so he dashed him into prison for the tormentors to punish him until he is able to pay that money. So Jesus closed it up by saying, "Likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses." Now I want you to go over and read Matthew 18, 21 to 35, Luke 23, verse 34, and even Matthew 6, verse 14 and 15, about forgiveness. And I leave you with this. The final place for a sinner is the lake of fire. Always remember that. If you are living and you plan to make heaven, or plan to live on the new earth that Jesus has said he has gone to prepare a place for us, if you have that plan not to spend the rest of your life or rest of eternity in hell, then you must forgive. The final place, as I said, for a sinner is the lake of fire. It is everlasting torment. If you don't forgive, it means that your sins will not be forgiven, and therefore you will remain a sinner. The wages of sin is death. So if you are found in unforgiveness, then you are a sinner. You are a sinner. So just keep that at the back of your mind. So whatever the situation, I know it is hard. It is hard. If somebody have done you harm and you have been humiliated and you have gone through so much, it is hard. It is hard, and you might feel that the person is not deserving of forgiveness. You even might have made some comments that, "Boy, if you're dead and go to hell," you know, or you might have watched the news and you look and you see the wickedness going on earth, and your mouth has spoken some things that it is against the will of God. But you want to be forgiven with what you have done, but you don't feel that another person should be forgiven. It's time to repent, and we all need to look into ourselves and to repent. And as I said, it might be hard, but pray and ask God to help you today. Amen.